Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
If God's like a father, does it also mean he'll disappear and not show up for a few years?
Hello? Is somebody there?
I wonder if it was Daddy.
I can tell that he hurt you.
Hello? Are you who I think you are?
Children at our front gate. And that one hanging from the gate is my friend Miguel, and not a monkey.
Well, that will have to be all for today. Jennifer will be at the door, and you can say goodbye to her on your way out.
Hello, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi, Grady. Well, what did you think of Jennifer's slideshow?
I don't know about you, but it seems kind of dumb to me.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
Well, the orphan girl...
Jennifer.
Yeah, she kept saying God was like her father.
So?
So she doesn't even have a father. How'd she know?
Oh, I think Jennifer was saying that, like a father, God loves us, protects us, and teaches us.
If God's like a father, does it also mean he'll disappear and not show up for a few years?
Well, God is the perfect father, Grady. Better than any father on earth, and he'll always show up.
Always, huh?
Yeah. Others may disappoint us, and likely will, but God will never disappoint you.
Right. Well, see ya.
Wait. Grady.
Yeah?
I was wondering, Jennifer is staying here for a few days until she has to fly home. Do you think you could help me out?
I don't know. There's not much room at our house. Unless she sleeps on the floor.
Oh, no. No, she's staying with Connie. No, I was just thinking that she might like to have someone closer to her age to talk to. I was planning on taking her to the mall tomorrow. Maybe you could help me show her around.
I guess. But I'll have to ask my mom.
Well, I'll give her a call this afternoon.
Okay.
And then, you know, while you're showing her the sights, you could ask her yourself about this God as father thing, huh?
Nah, she doesn't know what it's like.
To not have a father? Oh, of course she does.
I'm thinking it's better to not have one at all than to have one that doesn't care about you.
Blow out your candles, Grady.
For? You think I'd tell you, Samantha?
Did it involve a Mercedes convertible for your mother?
I want a lot bigger than that, Mom.
A Mercedes SUV?
Not even close.
Oh, look. It's exactly 2:59. 9 years ago, this very minute, you were screaming hello for the first time.
Yeah, in my big mouth.
How about you open your present?
Cool.
Yay!
I'm afraid it isn't much. Things are a little tight this month.
No sweat. A Powerboy t-shirt! It's one we saw at the thrift store!
I hope you like it.
You know it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, hey, get the phone, will you, honey? I'll cut the cake.
Sure. It's probably Mr. Whittaker. Hello? Hello, Mr. Whittaker? Is somebody there? Huh.
Who was it?
I don't know. Wrong number, I guess.
I wonder if it was Daddy.
What? Why would you say that?
She always thinks it's him.
He hasn't called in months, Samantha.
But it's Grady's birthday.
It wasn't him, Samantha.
But...
Now, let's have cake, okay?
Thank you for bringing me to the mall, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jennifer.
I still cannot believe how many wonderful things we have here.
Oh.
Don't you have stores where you live?
Yes, we do.
But this mall is like a palace. Look, there's a whole store just for shoes.
Is there another one just for socks?
Oh, I'm sure there is somewhere. So, how about some lunch? If you two sit here, I'll go get something for us at the food court. Does chicken sound good to you?
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
All right, I'll be right back.
So, was there something you wanted to ask about my presentation?
What?
Mr. Whitaker said that you didn't understand something.
It wasn't anything, really.
He said you didn't understand me talking about God as my father.
Well, I don't want to sound mean or anything, but what do you know about fathers?
You mean because I am an orphan?
Yeah, I mean, you're saying all these nice things about fathers, but how do you know? Dads can be jerks sometimes, too.
I don't understand.
It's no big deal, really. Forget I said anything.
No, I would like to know how you feel about fathers. I was left in a cardboard box in front of the Paragua house when I was a baby. I never knew my parents.
Oh, I guess I don't have it that bad. My dad just ran out on us a long time ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can tell that he hurt you.
It doesn't bother me anymore. But my sister, she still hasn't gotten over it.
Oh?
She still says, "Is that Daddy?" every time the doorbell rings, and it never is.
Oh, that's sad.
If God's like that, then forget it.
God is not like that. He is a good father.
How would you know? You can't see him.
But I have seen him.
You have? When?
One time, the orphanage did not have enough money for powdered milk. I had just finished reading in the Bible where it said that God is our father, and that a father would not give his child a stone if he asked for bread. So I prayed all day for powdered milk.
Did you get it?
Yes, it came from you.
From me?
The package from your Sunday school class arrived the next day. It was filled with food, clothing, powdered milk, letters, and much more. God, our Father, gave us bread.
But you still didn't see him.
Not until yesterday when I met your Sunday school class. And you. You are his face. He works through you. He is a good father.
Sorry, but I don't buy it. I still think dads can be jerks.
And they can be good.
Maybe.
Can I pray for you?
About what?
That you see a good father at work, and then you can get an idea about who God is.
Hi, Grady.
Hi, Sam. Where's Mom?
She took some clean clothes to the man down the hall.
Mr. Linden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Are you going to just sit there, or are you going to say something? Fine. Is that Daddy?
What? No, don't start that again. It was a prank call. Just like yesterday. What time is it?
3 o'clock.
That's weird.
What?
The phone rang at the exact same time yesterday.
So?
And there was no one on the other end, same as today.
Should we tell Mommy?
No, just forget about it.
Morning, Mr. Whitaker. Is Jennifer here?
Oh, just a second, Grady. I'm on the phone. Hi, Jana. This is Dad. I didn't think I'd catch you at home. I just wanted to hear your voice on the machine. I love you. I hope you have a great day. Bye. Oh, sorry about that, Grady. You asked about Jennifer?
Yeah.
Well, she's upstairs waiting for you. I understand that the two of you are having some fun in the Imagination Station today.
Uh-huh.
Well, then let's head on up there.
Cool. Who was that?
Who was what?
On the phone.
Oh, I called my daughter, Janet.
You called her just to hear her voice on the machine?
Well, one of those silly little things parents do sometimes, I guess.
Do you ever call her and then hang up?
No. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I just thought maybe some dads might do that.
Maybe, but I wouldn't know why.
Yeah, me either.
Hello? I thought she might call again. It's 3 o'clock, but I was late getting back. Are you who I think you are? And you're not talking, because you think I'll get mad, right? Just tell me it's you. I won't get mad. I've been thinking. Maybe it would be good if you came home again. Sam still cries at night. You didn't even say goodbye. You never say anything. You just sit there on this stupid phone not talking. What do you want? Wait, Dad! I'm sorry.
Hi, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. I love stories, and that's why I'm excited about the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movie. But did you know you can hear the story before you see the movie? Focus on the Family Radio Theater has dramatized the entire Chronicles of Narnia series from C.S. Lewis. So whether in the car or at home, families can listen to these dramatic stories from the Chronicles of Narnia, produced by Focus on the Family. Complete details are available at innernarnia.com.
If you're like me, you've already figured out that you were born to make a difference, hardwired to change the world. The problem is, it's not always easy to know where to start. I mean, you've got this big dream, but it's a little blurry, out of focus, you know? Maybe you should check out the Focus Institute.
The Institute has helped me, in a very real sense, define my calling.
Imagine spending a semester in a classroom with other students who care about the same stuff you do. But everything you're learning is completely relevant to your life and the relationships you're forming.
I really have been surprised that we all have a deep common goal of Christ. And so I've made friends that I will keep for a lifetime here.
The Focus on the Family Institute, a world-class education and a life-changing experience. It may be just what you need to give your dreams focus and to jumpstart your world-changing plans. You can find more information and download the student application form at focusinstitute.org. That's focusinstitute.org.
What if history repeated itself with you in it? Passages takes stories from Scripture and retells them from a young teen's perspective. This fantasy series, created by Focus on the Family and Tyndale House Publishers, brings biblical ideas to life through a supernatural world. Follow Whit from Adventures in Odyssey as he races to discover the secrets of Maris, a land where two moons light the night sky and visitors from Odyssey discover strange powers. More information on Passages is available at witsand.org/passages.
Mom? Grady!
Hi, Mommy!
Oh, Grady, what are Samantha and you doing down here? You know I'm working.
Me and Sam need to talk to you.
Oh, all right. It's about time for my break anyway. Let's sit over here for a minute. Okay, what do you need to talk about?
We want to talk about Dad.
Now? Look, we can talk about this later.
We never talk about it. Is Daddy coming home?
No. You see, this is why we don't talk about this, Grady. No, honey, your dad is gone.
I want to call him. I want to talk to him. I do, too. Can we call Daddy?
No. I don't want you talking to him. Besides, I don't even know how to get in touch with him. I don't know where he is.
He called to say happy birthday to Grady.
Sam!
What?
No, he didn't.
What do you mean he called?
She's imagining things. He didn't.
Oh, look, I hope your dad is happy wherever he is. We'll think of him that way, okay, Sammy?
Okay.
And we'll be happy, too. Just the three of us. We're happy, right?
Yes, Mommy.
Grady?
What if he did call someday? Could I talk to him?
Well, I suppose. But we don't need to worry about that now. So, Grady, take your sister back upstairs and we'll talk more about this later, okay?
Okay. Come on, Sam. Bye, Mommy. You look really pretty.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Two double raspberry delight shakes.
They look delicious. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you two learn anything in the Room of Consequence today?
Oh, yes. I would never again tell a little white lie.
Or chew more than 5 pieces of gum at one time.
Well, good, good. Let me know if you need anything else.
My week here in Odyssey has been so wonderful. Thank you for showing me around.
Sure, it's been fun.
I'm looking forward to flying home tomorrow. But I will miss my new friends. Here, take this, please.
What is it?
My address. I would like to be pen pals and write to each other.
Oh, okay.
I will keep praying for you, okay?
Thanks. I think it's working.
My prayers?
Yeah.
Why are we whispering?
Because something weird has happened. And I think it has to do with my dad.
I don't understand.
You're praying for my dad, and I think something's happening.
I haven't been praying for your dad.
Yes, you were. You were going to pray that my dad would turn out to be good.
But I was praying for you.
What?
I was praying that God would show you his nature. He is our Heavenly Father.
Why were you praying for that?
I wanted you to know God inside you. I thought it would bring you hope.
Hope for what? Why would I want a fake father when I have a real one who wants to see me? It's almost 3. I gotta go.
But am I going to see you before I leave?
I don't know.
Are you going to write to me?
I don't know. See ya.
Great, wait.
Hey, Sam. I want you to turn off the TV.
Why?
Because I do. Here's some candy. Go eat it in your room.
Thanks.
Where's Mom?
She's in the laundry room.
Good. Go.
Okay.
I got it. Hello? It's you. Right? I'm sorry I yelled last time. Okay. Do you want to see me again? What if we met at McAllister Park? The bench by the big tree. I'll meet you there at noon tomorrow, okay? If you don't say anything, I'll take that as a yes. Good.
If you're looking for something fun to do, you'll find it at witsend.org. You'll get the latest Odyssey news, scoops, and reviews.
I'm researching an article for the Odyssey Times about some interesting people and places around Odyssey.
You'll find a bevy. I've always wanted to say that word, bevy, of games, activities, and even screensavers that will pique your interest.
To borrow the colloquialism?
At witsend.org, you can ask the writers questions, hear from the actors, even submit your own reviews.
I thought it was highly imaginative of him to do a production of Oklahoma set in Alaska.
If you miss a show, it's a great place to catch up on what's been happening. And I'll let you in on a little secret. You could be the first on your blog to hear scenes from the next adventure.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next Adventures in Odyssey.
Just about everything you need to know about Adventures in Odyssey is on witsend.org. Log on today.
This summer, get ready to wrestle wild crocodiles on the 2006 Rio Mission Trip.
Not exactly that kind of trip.
Okay, I'll try this. Susie Schellenberger wants to take you to the lima bean capital of the world, Lima, Peru.
It's pronounced Lima.
If you like sock puppets.
I think I need to do this myself. You want to do something wildly life-changing this summer? Then prohibit. Join me, Susie Schellenberger, and more than 500 teen girls and guys as we head to Lima, Peru for our 2006 Brio Missions Trip. The trip is July 3rd through the 16th and features ministry to orphans and drama evangelism. You'll also get to worship with our special musical guest, Barlow Girl.
But I need you, love me.
Check out Perubit, the 2006 Brio Missions Trip to Lima, Peru. The registration deadline is April 1st, 2006. For information and your application, go to briomag.com. That's Brio, B-R-I-O, mag.com.
briomag.com.
Come on, Dad. Excuse me, do you know what time it is?
It's almost one.
Almost one?
Hi, Grady.
Dad, you showed up!
Of course I did.
I'm glad. Are you coming home?
I don't know.
You should. Sam needs you.
Grady.
Yeah?
Grady.
Yeah, Dad?
Grady.
Who are you? What's going on? Are you God?
Grady.
What?
Grady.
Huh?
Grady, wake up. What are you doing out here?
Oh, Mr. Whitaker? Did you see my dad?
No. Are you all right?
Yeah, I must have been dreaming.
Grady, what were you doing sleeping in the park? That's dangerous.
I saw my dad, Mr. Whitaker.
In your dream?
Yeah, I guess.
You miss him a lot, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Does your mom know you're out here?
No.
We need to get you home.
What time is it?
It's almost three.
He didn't show up.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Was he supposed to meet you here?
At noon. Well, I think. I didn't actually talk to him. It's complicated.
Well, I'm sorry he didn't come.
I'm not surprised.
Come on, I'll take you home.
Wait a minute. How did you find me?
Oh, I'm not sure. I was driving back from the airport. Oh, by the way, Jennifer says goodbye. And I just felt led to pull over here at the park.
Led? What do you mean? By who?
Well, in the past, when I felt nudged to do something, it's usually God doing the nudging.
So God sent you here?
I think so.
Wow. It was just like you said. God showed up.
Oh, he always does.
Maybe this is what Jennifer was talking about. That sometimes God looks like other people.
Hmm.
I guess this is what she prayed for. Mr. Whitaker?
Uh-huh.
Could you do me a favor?
I sure can.
Will you send my address to Jennifer at her orphanage? I think I'd like to be your pen pal after all.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Help your sister pick up these toys.
Grady!
Where is that boy? Hello?
Hello, Mrs. McKay?
Yes?
Hi, I'm Guy Kaufman from the Odyssey Telephone Company.
Oh, yes?
It appears that we've had a bit of a glitch. Our computer has been automatically calling your residence at the same time every day this week. It's just been an open line, but I apologize for any inconvenience.
Oh, well, is it fixed?
Oh, yes. All fixed. And Odyssey Telephone thanks you for your understanding.
No problem.
Grady had a lot of questions about what a father is supposed to be. Sometimes those questions are hard to answer because our own fathers aren't perfect. But Deuteronomy chapter 1 describes what our Heavenly Father is like. It talks about all that God did for the children of Israel. Then in verse 31 it says, "You saw again and again how God cared for you, as a father cares for his son." Our earthly fathers can make mistakes, but our Heavenly Father doesn't. He always protects us, always provides for us, and always loves us, no matter what. You know, if you have any questions, you can always write to us here in Odyssey. Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called 3 O'Clock Call. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. 3 O'Clock Call was written and directed by Bob Hoos. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Jordan Orr, Valerie Quiros, Julian Boucher, Mary Mauser, and Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.